95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We have proposals gone wrong on today's show, which is always great. Somebody dropped their ring in the ocean, which makes me laugh. Internet scams, we're going to talk about that coming up. We have Gimme Five. The theme is new, N-E-W. And for the KLOS $100,000 name game, we are up to $4,200. And your chance to play is a little bit later on this hour on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Stu is here.
No, it isn't.
Filling in.
It's Kevin and Stu go.
Stu, yeah. Stu's here today.
Sligo, come home!
I think he's dead.
Is that where it's gone
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I do think he's dead. He and I have had a favorite reporter.
A favorite reporter?
Uh-huh. And her name is Jeannie Mose, and she works for CNN. And she does a lot of puns, and she's awful.
Oh.
And she's telling us a terrific story.
Amanda Ramirez from Florida is suing food giant Kraft Heinz, alleging the company misleads customers about just how long it takes to prepare Velveeta's shells and cheese cups.
Okay, that's not the reporter. That's a different report. That's not her, no.
Oh.
But the story is real. Uh-huh. Somebody is suing mac and cheese.
Over how long it takes to prepare the Velveeta cups? What cups?
Velveeta shells and cheese packaging says ready in 3.5 minutes. But Ramirez says the claim is false, since microwaving for 3.5 minutes is one of several steps needed. The suit.
I mean, shut up. Shut
Sounds
up.
Sounds legit to me. You have to put it in the bowl.
Shut up.
You have to press the button. That takes time.
True, that does take time.
You know,
you
so
have to let it cool off.
Maybe she's onto something here.
Shut up.
Alleges the company is misleading customers, allowing the company to sell more of the product at a higher price. Uh-huh. In a statement, representatives for the plaintiff said in part, "I've gotten a lot of flack about this case, but deceptive advertising is deceptive advertising.
Yep.
And we want corporate America to be straightforward and true."
By the way, so do we. Everybody wants corporate America to be straightforward and true.
And stuff. And yeah.
But come on. Stop it. You stop that.
Three.
You stop doing what you're doing. It's mac and cheese. It goes in the microwave for 3.5 minutes. Everybody understands that.
Yeah, I guess. And then okay, go on. Is
stop doing what you're doing. No.
Yeah, corporate America.
There's not more.
Oh,
no,
there's not more.
Corporate America. Sorry. The woman in Florida.
The woman in Florida.
Stop doing what you're doing.
This is not a complicated story to follow, Stu.
I mean, for most people it isn't, but listen, it's tough to keep up sometimes. What do you have?
This is a disinfectant spray.
Oh, excellent.
Something we should be using more of.
Can you spray that on me?
Yes, I'm going to now.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sligo show, although no Sligo recently.
So. Not a lot of Sligo on this Kevin and Sligo show these days.
I'm not sure when we change the name.
Yeah, can we get the logo department fired up? Come on.
Yeah. This is the reporter that I told you we were in love with from CNN.
And is she a cutie?
No.
Oh, she not?
Oh, no.
Oh, all right.
No, she's your grandma's age.
Okay, that's all right.
And she likes to make puns.
Oh.
Not a big fan of that.
Strike one.
And this is her report on a guy who failed. Well, he didn't. Yeah, he failed at his engagement.
Failed at his engagement?
Getting engaged, yes.
Oh.
His proposal. His proposal went south, literally.
This ought to be all kinds of fun.
He lured his intended to the bow to recreate that famous Titanic embrace.
Okay, so that's her way of saying
it. Ew.
He's standing on the front of a boat with her, and he's trying to recreate that scene.
Oh, what could go
from
wrong?
Titanic.
But in this case, what went flying was the engagement ring Scott Klein pulled out of his pocket in a box. Watch it bounce off the deck. Scott.
What the hell?
He pulls out the ring in the box.
Sounded like a horse.
And it did. And it takes one bounce on the boat and just goes in the ocean. And he, without thinking, dives in after it.
Well, that's what you do.
Right. And he got it.
Hell yeah.
Well, what are the chances of that?
I mean, well, that's not a fail. That's like, she better say yes now. He probably planned it.
After it into Sarasota Bay on Florida's Gulf Coast. Just not with the ring, which Scott managed to fish out of the drink because the box was slow to sink. Susie Tucker. couldn't stop laughing. Scott climbed back aboard the boat, got down on bended knee, and finished what he'd started.
By the way, if she can't stop laughing, that's the woman for you. If you throw the ring in the ocean,
yeah,
and then dive in after it, and she finds that funny,
I mean,
you marry her.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes.
I hope.
Though soaking wet, she said yes. He then put a ring on it and they kissed. Fans clamored to see the ring.
No one clamored to see the ring.
Fans clamored to see the ring.
Right, see, here's what she does. She does a story, but then she goes to Twitter for all of her punchlines.
Oh.
So they clamored for it. So they showed it. Yeah.
The bride-to-be wrote, I cannot wait to marry my best friend, a.k.a. the smoothest guy around.
Smoothest guy around.
I really like the way she tells a story.
No, you don't.
And that I would just, you know, just love sitting down to a meal with this reporter.
I would like you to do that and report
back. I'm
going
to talk this way for the rest of my life.
Please don't. All right. So, proposals gone wrong is the topic. 818-955-KLOS. Proposals gone wrong.
Proposals gone wrong.
You tried to make it special, and it wasn't special.
Yeah.
Something happened.
Yeah, I do not have any
you've never
any wisdom
been married.
To shed. No, no, never. No. No. Did I say share? I meant to say share. No wisdom to share. I don't know what came out of my mouth.
I'm not sure either.
How long do we have to hit the delay button?
Oh, it's past now.
Okay, good.
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS. The proposal that went south.
Wow.
818-955-KLOS.
All right.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu filling in for Sluggo. We're talking about romantic
stuff.
Gestures.
Today it's like a romance novel in this place.
It is sort of.
Yeah. You know,
we're talking about a guy who fell in the dropped his ring in the ocean while doing the proposal. So proposals gone wrong. You have one?
Hello, you said proposals gone wrong.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, she said yes. Now we're married. What the hell?
KLOS, hello. Hi, we're talking about marriage proposals gone wrong.
Oh, wow.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kevin and Stu. Are we reaching?
We are reaching. You have a proposal gone wrong?
We're going to buy a house.
Yeah.
Got on my knees and proposed, and we didn't end up buying that house.
But did she marry you?
Yeah, when we found another house.
All right.
What?
Well, it seems like he did good.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a good wedding story for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Proposal's gone wrong.
Well, my fiance was asking me for a long time, we're going to get married, we're going to get married. And finally, she just started bugging me. She wasn't proposing, just bugging me. Got the ring. I kept it in my pocket. Mm-hmm. Finally, one time when she said, when are we going to? And I just tossed the ring at her. Go, here.
I'm sorry. You took the ring out of your pocket and threw it at her?
You romantic soul.
Well, you know, I tossed it to her.
Did she still marry you?
Yeah, we got married.
Wow. What?
KLOS, hello.
I don't know if I could say this on radio.
Go ahead.
I finished, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Without protection.
Oh,
okay.
And I was like, wait, are you on birth control? And she was like, no. And I was like, do we get married now? And she was like, me. And that was it.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, you're super romantic. Don't get me wrong.
That kind of beats the guy that threw the ring, I think.
Yes,
wow. Me.
He went 955 KLOS. Wedding proposals gone south. We're talking about wedding proposals gone wrong. You have one?
One time I was engaged to three girls at the same time.
So what is it like, the Hunger Games for all three?
Well, when I was young, I was a big player, and the three, each one, oh, babe, I want to get married. I got to get married. I said, okay, we're engaged. The sign of the cross. And I said, the ring will come.
Wow.
To each one of them, they all went and bought their own little promise ring, mm-hmm. And that was a while ago, and they're all still waiting for their ring, and I've been married a few other times.
You are the least successful player I think I have maybe ever, or perhaps the most successful. I'm not sure. In another country, you'd be just fine.
That's true.
Oh, no. I got about 150 notches on my belt, so I'm good.
All right.
Braggart. All right, that guy's not good. Okay. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I don't believe I got through. Kevin, Stu, good afternoon. Yeah, I'll give you kind of a funny one. I don't know how funny it was.
Let's hear.
Anyway, I proposed to my better half of 30 years. I said, hey, honey, let's get married. And she looked at me and she started laughing. And she says, oh, are you out of your flipping mind? Okay, and I didn't say, you know, the F word. I started laughing. I go, okay, so why no? And she says, she was on disability for a bad back. Anyway, she said, it wouldn't matter whether you made $1 an hour or $1 million an hour. She goes, I would lose my medical benefits. And we lived in sin for 30 years after that.
What a beautiful story that is.
Yeah, that is really touching.
Thank you for calling.
Give me five songs in a row with Kevin and Slogo.
It is the 1st of December. It's a new month, so we thought the word new in the title of a song. The word new in the title of a song. This is a new song from The Who. We are doing our Gimme Five songs with new in the title. Paula in Santa Clarita wants to hear the Eagles' New Kid in Town. It's Gimme Five. It's a new month. It is December 1st, so we're taking songs with new in the title. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a new suggestion.
Yes, please.
New World Man.
New World Man. That is a great idea. Who is this?
This is Jody.
Jody, you got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. That is Gimme Five. Our theme was new because it's a new month. It's December 1st. We have tickets for 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Carolina Hurricanes. This is the day after tomorrow, Saturday night. You can get your tickets now at lakings.com/tickets. Or if you're caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS and you play a little game about hockey trivia and you win, you will get 4 tickets to the game. Call now, 818-955-KLOS. We have tickets for the LA Kings versus the Carolina Hurricanes. This game is Saturday night. KLOS, who is this?
Hey, what's going on? It's Roman.
Roman, are you a hockey fan?
I've never seen a live hockey game, but I've watched it on TV before.
Oh, I got to tell you, having seen all sports live, this is the best one to see live. So I hope you.
That's what I always hear.
I hope you win. Your slang today is cherry picking. What does it mean in hockey when they cherry pick?
Cherry picking in hockey?
Yes.
Oh, man. I mean, my best guess would be when you're on the ice and you're covering the goalie, like moving left and right.
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Thank you for calling you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I was calling about the Kings ticket.
Yes, I have some slang for you. You ready?
Yeah, okay.
All right. What is cherry picking? What does that mean in the NHL?
Cherry picking is when the guy is away from the play and they can pass the puck to him or he's behind the defense and there's nobody guarding him.
So that's correct.
He's not in with the play.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah.
You had it about halfway through. You already had it right. So congratulations.
Yeah, right on.
Who is this?
This is Gil.
All right, Gil, you got 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Carolina Hurricanes. It is this Saturday night at Crypto.com Arena. Get your tickets now at lakings.com/tickets, and you enjoy the game.
Cool. Thank you so much.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hashtag fact.
About 5:50.
Yeah.
We give you People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
I think we have arrested the world's unluckiest burglars, says a police officer in a tweet.
No, I can't believe cops are tweeting now. They're like, we just arrested these morons.
This guy's so dumb. There were two guys that were committing a burglary. And one of them, this is in England, one of them sat on his phone wrong and dialed 999, which is 911.
Oh, get out of here. You know, I always thought that would definitely, because it's the same 3 numbers, that would happen a lot.
I would think so.
But I wouldn't expect a burglar to be calling
us. Just accidentally sat on it wrong, called 999. The police listened to them plan.
Oh, no.
Plan the robbery.
No.
And then break in.
No.
And then the police kept listening while some of their fellow police officers got into the place and arrested them. They listened to the whole thing from before the burglary to during to the arrest.
Oh, they'd be like going, hey, Joe, good job arresting them. Wow.
Can you imagine?
No.
Have you ever butt dialed anybody that was?
Sure, but not the cops.
Not like that.
Not when that's kind of going down.
When you're a burglar?
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially from planning to, wow. So dude didn't even ever notice. He never thought, I should call the.
Didn't have any idea. All of a sudden the police show up and they're like, well, how did you know we were?
He didn't call the wife and go, I'm going to be home late tonight. We're burglaring this place.
No. No, he just stayed on the phone the whole time because he didn't know the connection was made. So
it's not admissible in court, but man, that's brilliant.
I mean,
that is
hilarious. They did listen to them and find them based on the call.
Yeah.
So that is admissible to court
right.
in that they found them in the store trying to rob them.
Wow.
So that's a butt dial idiot right there.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Slugo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Slugo in the afternoon. In about 15 minutes, we'll give you another word to text.
To Cachosaurus Rex.
To get $2,000 today.
It's always really a good idea to text Cachosaurus Rex these words, too. Not only might it win you $2,000, but it keeps you him from eating you. He's very
Is that part of
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't realize that.
He's very likely to bite you if you don't text him.
All right, let's get to a topic that we've been beating around the bush for a long time.
Okay.
I eat out of my trash. Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is a what? This is a what
now,
story?
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, I'm living by myself. There's no one else in my apartment.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Throw away some trash.
You threw away some trash.
And inside.
Inside.
In my trash can.
Okay.
Some of it is a piece of pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Because I was like,
I'm done with this.
It's worth saving one piece.
That's like 7 or 8 years old. Was
the
it as old
yes,
as
the, by the way.
Was it as old as the apple that was in here until just recently?
No, it is not, and I'm very disappointed in you.
How dare you? It was.
We had an apple that was super glued to the top of our equipment for 4 weeks.
It was really starting to get rotten by the end there.
It came in today, and it was gone.
It was gone! Someone took it! We were going to make someone eat it.
I hope someone ate it. I hope someone was like, oh, this apple looks, like they don't know anything about it. Oh, this looks good. Takes
it's really hard to get it off here, but I'm going to do it.
Takes a bite. It's still in his mouth. Or
we
hers.
Left a piece of pizza in the other studio for like 8 years and someone ate it on the air.
So I throw it away.
Right. Okay. So you threw away this
it's
pizza.
It's in my
pizza.
Trash.
Oh, okay. Okay.
In a little box for the pizza.
Like under. Okay. It's in a little box
for
the pizza. Okay. And it's in the trash in the kitchen under the sink or whatever.
Just in the kitchen. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So then the next day I go, wow, you know what hit the spot?
Okay.
Pizza.
That piece of pizza from
right. And
yesterday.
Then I think, it's in the trash. Oh, but it's my trash. That helps, right?
Okay.
Then we're going to take your calls at 818-955. KLOS, because I know some of you have done this.
Okay.
As well.
Right.
You've never done this, Mr. Judgmental over there? You've never eaten anything out of your trash?
No.
That you accidentally threw in there?
No. Once it goes in there, and I think I would. I
okay.
would.
All right, that's the important part.
Yes, but I never have.
So the pizza was in the box, and I thought, sure. Why not? You know, you look at the box, you see if there's any stains or anything.
Right.
And there's not.
Right. I don't remember throwing away any nuclear waste or.
Yeah, and you go, it doesn't seem like it's been compromised.
Was it literally on top still or anything? Like a banana peel on top of
there
it?
There was one bag on top.
One bag.
But there's no leakage.
Kitty litter?
There was no leakage.
Okay.
That's important.
All right. What was in that bag?
I don't know. I don't remember.
But not like something really gross.
No.
Not like.
That's what I'm saying. No leakage. That was my point.
Yeah.
Nothing gross.
Yeah. Did you a little bit as you chowed down on this trash pizza thing?
It's not trash pizza.
Oh, it's
just
trash
pizza.
Oh, no. No, this is trash pizza. It is not available from your major pizza distributors.
Sometimes trash pizza is good. That's all I'm saying. Sometimes the next day it's the morning and you go, you know what hit spot? Cold
what
pizza.
Was I thinking? Throw it away? At least. Now, if you had taken it outside, there's no way, right?
Correct.
If you put it in the garage, it's still in the house, so maybe?
Probably. Yeah.
Probably wouldn't.
I probably, if it was in the garage so it was still in the house and I'm the only person there at the time, yeah.
You would go ahead and eat that
I
pizza.
I think so, because I know what I throw away.
Right.
So it's still, trash pizza is still pizza.
I mean, I guess people are thinking germs. Rushing up.
Right, and I thought about that, and I looked, and it didn't look like the box was stained from anything else, and...
Right. I know a fella who would lose his mind over this.
Of course.
And you know this fella by the name of Ted.
Yes.
I think he's busy right now.
Yes,
I think he's
course.
Doing something right now. But wouldn't he lose his mind?
Well, I think there are a lot of people who would lose their mind.
Right. But
there are also
really,
a lot of people who would do it.
Yeah.
You know that for a fact, and I hope that's for a fact. So 818-955-KLOS. You ate food out of your own trash. And I'm already making an excuse for you. In your defense, it was your own trash. So trash pizza, 818-955-KLOS. Tlego was just telling us how he eats pizza out of his own trash.
Wait, is that me? I thought that was you. I'm so confused.
I'm confused, too. I think it was you.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm positive it was
maybe
you.
Maybe so.
All right, listen. So you eat out of your own trash. Understandably, you have to be careful.
That has to be in the house.
Right.
Not several days old.
You don't just blindly grab it and eat it. You look. Carefully. Check it out.
Maybe brush a little lint off the top.
Make sure it's cool. Mm. Maybe do a little surgery on it to cut out
whatever's the part offensive. Where the rat has eaten.
Right. Have you eaten out of your trash?
I have been known on occasion.
My man.
I mean, now there are some stipulations.
Yes,
how long was it actually sitting in there?
Overnight.
Before you took it out.
Overnight.
Oh.
Oh, wow. So that's over the line, is it?
The guy who eats out of the trash is judging me.
And what kind of pizza toppings?
Ah, good question.
Pepperoni. I mean, it was just pepperoni.
Meat-ish.
Meat-like.
Okay. I mean, if it has some kind of a funk to it. Then,
listen, you know, yes, of course. I checked for the funk. We want the funk. Yeah, I checked for it.
T-Funk and the All-Stars were not on board.
Right. Let's get to you. What did you eat?
Yeah, yeah,
pizza?
Yeah.
Actually, it was the same thing. It was also a slice of pizza. However, Canadian bacon, no veggies or nothing. But
not overnight, though.
Almost the same thing. No, it was not overnight. It was the same night when I was kind of, drunk and I needed something, to throw in there. Yeah. So.
I think I'd be a little less judgmental of me if I were you.
It's just, the next morning, okay, but any longer than that, there'd be a problem.
Yeah, well, any longer than that, you just have to check it a little closer.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. I think if I were to take a Pop-Tart and put it in a paper plate and have crushed it or something.
I would attack you for throwing away a Pop-Tart.
Maybe I was just full.
What's wrong with you?
And
no.
And then I'm high later. I don't know.
Okay.
But I haven't, unlike you, Mr. Trash Pizza.
You ate out of the trash. 818-955-KLOS. Listen, we're talking about you eating out of your own trash. Does that happen?
Not I. My uncle, he was a laborer.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, all the boys would go to the local pub, cash their checks, have a few brewskis,
mm-hmm.
come home about 10 in the evening. His wife, my aunt, everyone else asleep, goes into the kitchen, heats up the pot that's on the stove, pours himself a bowl mm-hmm. of soup,
mm-hmm.
eats it, wakes up in the morning, tells my aunt, his wife, thank you for leaving out dinner for me last night.
Oh, no.
She walks over to the kitchen, looks on the stove. It's the pot she uses to clean all the dishes before she puts them in the soapy water.
Oh, no.
Damn.
It was scraps from everything else?
Yeah.
Yes, floating on the... She would, wipe all the individual plates into the one...
Right, it's like a gumbo.
You got yourself a stew.
Exactly. Exactly. OMG.
Right on, man.
OMG.
818-955-KLOS.
You ate out of your own trash?
He's got a song called Learning to Fly. We're doing something about learning to drive in a few minutes, maybe?
In a few minutes, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right.
53-year-old.
Yeah.
Learning to drive.
53? Yes. Wow. Okay.
And you won't believe where she was learning to drive. You will not believe it.
Nice.
First, we are talking about eating food out of your own trash.
I found out that Kevin...
Sluggo told us at the beginning of this hour that he eats pizza out of his own trash.
Like, purposely throws it away and then leaves it sitting on top. But you decided you needed that pizza, right,
Listen,
Kevin?
There are times when you have to have the pizza.
That
and
you threw
if the
away.
The pizza is in your own trash.
And in a box.
And you're sort of careful with what's around it.
Very few rat bites taken out of it.
Then it's viable. You've done this?
Yes, I had Chinese food the day after I threw out in the trash can.
But it was in your own trash, right?
Yes, okay. My own trash in the container.
Uh-huh.
It was noodles and fried rice and orange chicken and beef broccoli.
I could see doing that.
I hunger. I eat it.
Right, sure, why not? I can see that it's like actually a really good container, so wait, I'll allow that one.
Wait, you hungered?
Like Hunger Games?
Yeah, oh, I love Hunger Games, yes.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
How about other people's trash?
You ate out of other people's trash. That makes me look better. Go on.
I used to be a sanitation engineer.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we all did it, but especially Halloween. I lived in, like, fancy neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
After Halloween, they'd throw away bags of candy.
All right, so I can see that. They were still wrapped. They had just been thrown out the night before. I get that.
Okay, hold up. Were they still in their trash can, or were they in your truck?
Oh, they were in their trash can.
Okay.
So I'd pick them out, you know, and maybe a bag of Twizzlers might have been opened, you know, and... But there's individually wrapped, you know?
Sure, no, I get that.
I think I'm ruling in your favor.
What about a turkey dinner?
Well, anyways.
Half eaten.
No, not so much of it. Big bites taken out of it. No, I think that's fair. I can see that.
Thank you totally for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
You're an animal, but thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
You eat out of your own trash? Are we going to talk in a few minutes about a guy injuring himself masturbating? Yes, we are.
Oh, well.
Yes, we are.
Almost been there.
You... I'm sorry, what?
I like that pause. That was a good pause.
You will not believe the injury.
Oh, dear.
That happened.
Oh, no.
First, we're talking about people eating out of their own trash. And just for the record, Sluggo and I find this gross.
Yeah.
But you do it?
Actually, I didn't, but my husband does all the time.
All the time?
He'll, like, trash dive, and I'm just, like, disgusted. It's like...
Is he trash diving in the house or outside the house?
Inside the house.
Okay, all right.
How deep will he go?
Good question. Is it just on top, or does he go down deep?
he goes down deep.
Woo!
Yeah, he's spelunking.
Wow! Spelunking, ladies and gentlemen!
Does he have one of those helmets with a little light on the front of it? What's the worst thing he's ever eaten out of your trash?
Like, he'll eat steak.
What? Is it cooked? Is it already cooked?
Yeah, like already cooked.
All right. Well, okay. All right.
Does he know that you can put it in the refrigerator instead of the trash? Maybe decide later.
I think, like, when you're really drunk sometimes.
Oh, drunk. Well, drinking. That doesn't count. Oh, that's fine.
Right. Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
For years, the airport's roof has been leaking.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
Greg Behara, ladies and gentlemen.
That's beautiful.
The important news from Fresno.
When did Fresno become your focus?
Yeah.
Well, I used to work in the Bay Area.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And so Fresno news would filter its way through, and I was fascinated.
You just got hooked.
Oh, Fres, yes, I did.
I mean, that's terrible. That's terrible that they've had a leak in the airport. My God.
Right.
You know, that's, I mean, you do bring home some important news.
It's magical.
From Fresno. Yeah.
It's a magical place. Yeah.
Listen to this report.
Mm.
Fresno, the number one romantic city in America for singles, study says.
Yeah, I get it.
What do you mean, sure?
Well, I mean, if you check your email, I sent you over a couple more examples of the kind of news that takes place in Fresno.
Let's take a listen.
So I'll give you an idea.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
The first round is now done for the Fresno Bobblehead Tournament.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
Do you ever hear from people from Fresno that are pissed off that you're maybe... possibly mocking them slightly? Does that ever happen?
Lots of people feel like it brings them closer to home.
Oh, that's nice.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful. So I think of it as a service.
We used to be on in Fresno, and they have a great sense of humor. We went there one time, and it was really fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So they would, I think, laugh.
You always called it Fres Yes.
Well, yeah. Fresno, Fres Yes. Yeah.
So are you actually on in Fresno? I know you're all over the place, Greg. You're
no,
all over
no.
The country.
It's the mayor's
what?
Decision, not mine.
That damn mayor.
Yeah.
Fresno is the most romantic city in the U.S. out of 150 metro areas surveyed. Also in the top five, New Haven, Connecticut, Springfield, Massachusetts, Hartford, and Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Now, do you think that really Fresno stacks up to those places, you know, for love and for romance? And
well, I mean, I don't think I need to say it. I think we can go to the news.
No, okay. Right, yeah.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
Let's look back at some of our favorite squirrels from over the years.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
All right, so here's why they chose this.
Yes,
the study looked at things like the cost of a bottle of wine, $8.
Yeah, we can get an $8 Snoop Dogg bottle of wine here. So Fresno, strike one, buddy.
No, I'm saying that these are all together.
Okay.
And a meal out for two is $46.
At Del Taco.
Doesn't say that, but I would assume.
I mean, you know.
Found that date nights in Fresno are rather affordable.
Wow.
The dollar theater
no
is really
more
nice.
Romantic terms then. Yeah, right? It's rather affordable, baby.
Fresno also scored well for marriage rates, LGBTQ friendliness, and level of sexual activity. Here's where it gets weird.
Yeah, this is weird.
The city had a sexual activity score of 60 out of 100. The number is based on STDs per 100,000 people, active Ashley Madison users per 100,000 people. And this is where it gets really weird. Sexually active high schoolers per 100,000 people.
What?
How do you, why? How do you?
Hey, kids, are you guys doing it? Do you like it? You having fun? Well, strike one for Fresno.
60, that's a C minus.
It is.
That's about right.
It is. But would you like to go to the Disneyland Resort? We have 4 one-day park tickets to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure to experience Disney's Festival of Holidays or Disney Viva Navidad Street Party. Magic is the holidays now through January 8th. We'll take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. See, that song was called Learn to Fly. And this song is called Learning to Fly by Pink Floyd. Congratulations to PJ from Your Belinda. Just got 4 one-day park passes to Disneyland or Disney's California Adventure Park to experience the Disney Festival of Holidays. 95.5 KLOS, the California's rock station.
Dude, you know who's a great drummer? That Meg White.
Yes, she is.
She is good.
She is.
Real
true.
Good. You know who else is really good? Lars Ulrich.
Yes, he is. That's a great transition. We have tickets for you to see Metallica on their M72 World Tour.
Dude.
Tell them about it, Stu.
Yeah. Metallica, whole new touring concept. Every performance is a two-night event. What? Yes. The only way they're selling tickets right now is for both nights. And that goes on sale, I think, tomorrow morning at 10. We, being the connected radio station that we are, and specifically Kevin, he's pals with James Hetfield, they've hooked us up with a big stash of tickets for both nights. So it's a no-repeat event. So all the songs you hear on Friday night, August 5th?
Yeah.
And then all the songs you hear on August 27th, they're not going to repeat one single one. Plus, they got two completely different opening bands on Friday and two different bands on Sunday.
And they're going to be doing it in the round at SoFi.
Hell yeah.
Which is a great way to do it.
Let's take a caller.
Let's take caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Yeah.
KLOS, who is this?
Yo,
who's this?
Yo, what's up? It's Mickey G from East LA.
Mickey G from East LA. Are you interested in seeing Metallica?
Hell yeah.
You won the tickets. You got two nights, two different sets, two different opening acts in the round at SoFi Stadium next August 25th and 27th.
Sick. No way, dude.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to KLOS. We appreciate it. Everybody else can buy tickets tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, but you already got in because you listened to KLOS. Thank you, man.
No way, dude. Thank you, guys, man.
We're not doing it right this second, but coming up before 4 o'clock, your shot to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. The total is up to $4,200. Keep listening for your chance to call. We will take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game, up to $4,200. Good luck.
The name game.
The name game. KLOS, who is this?
Chance.
Chance?
Chance.
Your name is Chance.
Yep, take a chance, bad chance.
How about that? Chance, you're caller 13.
That's what I'm talking about. I've been trying a while now.
That means that you get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. The pot is up to $4,200. And I can tell you that the last two guesses were Sand Dollar and Devil Ray.
All right.
Neither of those correct. Do you have a guess?
Coral Reef.
Coral Reef is incorrect. I'm sorry, but it's up to $4,400 in the 4 o'clock hour. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have your shot at your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We will take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the $100,000 name game. Good luck. KLOS, who's this?
Stu.
Steve.
Steve. You're caller 13.
Wow.
That means you get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. Have you been following along?
Pretty much.
All right. We're looking for a sea creature with a two-word name. I can tell you the last two were coral reef and sand dollar. Neither of them correct. And the pot that you would win if you get it right is $4,400.
Let's go with manta ray.
Manta ray is incorrect. I'm sorry, but next hour it's $4,600. Maybe call back.
I will definitely try.
Right now we're going to play the $100,000 name game. Who's up for that? We'll take caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
The name game.
It is a name game. KLOS, who's this?
Carlos.
Carlos, you're caller 13.
How's it going, man?
Yeah, it's going well. You're caller 13, which means you get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Awesome, man.
We are looking for a sea creature with a two-word name. I can tell you that the last two guesses, manta ray and coral reef, were incorrect. And if you get the correct one, you will win $4,600.
All right.
What is your guess?
Let's go with sperm whale.
Sperm whale is a great guess and incorrect.
Oh, man. Thanks. Anyways, man. First time I've ever gotten through.
I'm glad. Thank you, and thanks for playing. We appreciate it.
All right.
Bye, man. Your next chance to play is with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m. when the pot will be $4,800.